Arts and Literature Lab, and it's moderated by Angela Johnson.
So Arts and Lit Lab is based in Madison, Wisconsin. They have been around a few years in Madison. They are looking for a $6,000 grant was their ask for 180 youth to have at 12 different sites, 8-week workshops that would all focus on social emotional learning through creative expression. Borealis will do training for all of the teachers to go out to the 12 different sites around Madison. Training would happen first. Programming would be in the spring of 2020. Again, it would impact about 180 students ages 5 through 18 years old. And overall, impressions of the applications, really strong. I would have liked to have seen all of the locations identified, but this particular group works at a really kind of grassroots level. I see them really being able to make it happen, but would have liked to have seen a little more identified. I could go on, but I will stop there.
Ellie, do you have comments on that one?
Yes. I also think it was a very strong application. I would have also liked to see, they mentioned in their application that they're going to identify where the highest need of demand is, but in applying for this grant, I kind of would have wanted to see that they had already identified their participants or their constituents. And also they also mentioned whether one of the criteria that they would use to select these participants is whether the school or social services provider currently has the resources to establish creative outlets to participants. And I wasn't quite sure because whether or not they have resource or they have access to art doesn't necessarily mean that it's meaningful. So I didn't really understand that criteria of evaluating their partnerships. I had a question. But overall, they have a good timeline. They know that they want to use the funds for deepening evaluation and their partnerships. They they have a well laid out budget. So, yeah.
Great. Other comments on Arts and Literature Laboratory?
I had a question or a comment about the budget.
Mm-hmm.
In their narrative, they wrote that there would be 12 sites, but in the budget, they included 18 sites. And I think the total overall budget difference would be about $5,700. So I wasn't sure if they were going to potentially hope, or maybe that was a, if everything worked out really well, they would add an additional 6 sites, or if they're sticking with 12 sites total for the second year of their program. So that was one of my questions.
That's a good catch there. So okay. I wish I could answer, but I'm not sure about that. But good to note that it was unclear
from
the narrative and the budget. Lisa, do you have any comments on this one?
I guess I kind of share the same comments as the lead reader and second reader both kind of talked about. One thing I thought that was nice was that they articulated including students that identify as LGBTQ youth and youth of color, migrant families, low-income families. I just thought that was worth mentioning, that they seem to really be aiming to be very inclusive and be responsible as far as diversifying the youth that they select for participating.
Great. Thank you. Keith, any comments on that one?
No.